It's a Wednesday, the 4th of September. Lots of people talking about lots of things, including what's going on in Syria, continuing focus on Diana Nyad and her never giving up. Man, is that that's a terrific way to start any day, looking for beauty and courage and love and all the right things. The man who held the women in Ohio captive has hung himself in jail. So that's the end of Ariel Castro. I don't know that anybody's going to be having a lot of sad moments thinking about that guy. Ken Kessler is here. What?
You? Good riddance to him.
Adios. Him and let's just face the Major Hassan. He ought to take the same road out of town. Or is that not purposeful? Is that against all of the laws of God and nature for us to suggest that? Castro did what he did on his own. And so he dispatched himself after realizing that what he did was heinous. Maybe, who knows what was going on in his mind. But I don't think anybody feels like he's a victim of anything. And Hassan's not a victim, although he sort of played himself out to be, because he's on some jihad mission. But there are examples from time to time of people like this who just deserve to get what they have brought upon themselves, in essence. It's a very complicated sort of subconscious thing that we can spend a lot of time talking about, but I don't think now is the time to do it because people are groggy. They want to get to the issues of the day, the important stories of the day. What information can we lay on you, and then can you lay on us at 888-302-3684. Hi to the folks listening to WCKG. Are you supporting the president's call for action? Apparently Mr. Boehner is, and we'll talk about that a little bit as well. Senate Foreign Relations Committee taking up a bipartisan authorization bill today for use of military force in Syria. How many people hope it fails? 888-302-3684. As a matter of fact, Kenny, maybe even though I have found myself distressed and distracted by what's going on with the social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show, because I just don't feel like there are other things that are going on that we want to sort of have our fingers wrapped around, our hands, our arms wrapped around, but we're kind of stuck on this thing. Do you agree?
I think the majority of the world is stuck on this thing, that there's the brink of America getting involved in another war in the Middle East. I sit here and monitor on Twitter, which moves very quickly, and I can just punch in Syria to the search box, and as I'm talking, 40 new results, 40 new tweets have popped up just in the minute that I was saying that.
And what do they mostly say?
They're repeating links to different stories about it.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie says that he admits he enjoys watching the Dems argue with each other over Syria. Ellie says that for the sake of Syria and the isolation of Iran, and then there's a link. Noel says, so much has been said about chemical weapons being used in Syria, but the question is, who used them?
Mm-hmm.
Jake says America needs to stay out of other countries' conflicts. Rich says, it's tragic, the use of chemical weapons. However, isn't this precisely the responsibility of the UN?
Well, it is, and it ought to be, and it might be, if things were really run well at the United Nations. I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but back again to the idea of a strike where the rest of the world pretty much is against it. Most Americans are against. I mean, we're not talking about 51% against so that it's a closed majority. We're talking about 84%, 85%, 86% of Americans do not want to be involved. So if that's the case, then how does the government think it has the right, the wherefore? How does it have the capacity to do what its people do not want it to do? That's really the big question here. And what are you prepared to do about it if these people drag us into another situation? Somebody sent an email to me and just used the word morons. And that is the word, but it's probably one of many words. 888-302-3684. One word for the plans for a serious strike. What's the one word you would use to describe your feelings about the plans for a strike? And why there is this push, even though there's no action. This happened once. Bad? Yeah. But why are we going in there or thinking about going in there? I mean, the resolve says that there is an authorization that lasts 60 days with an additional 30-day option. This is the bill that's going to be heard today. It also makes clear there is to be no U.S. armed forces on the ground. Well, I mean, we heard that in Iran, and you heard that in Iraq, and you heard it in Afghanistan. It's just push, and the rest of the world hates this. And I don't use that word much because it's a horrible word. Despises these actions that we are contemplating. They're not doing it in my name, and they're not doing it in Ken's name, and I bet they're not doing it in your name. So in whose name are they doing it? Lockheed Martin? Raytheon? Boeing? Is that who makes the guns? Who makes the tanks? Who makes these Tomahawk missiles? 888-302-3684. All right, so we'll do a round robin here of various talk stations and programs that Kenny has monitored over the past 24 hours, and we'll see what you come up with in terms of thoughts. See if they change any of the things that Ken has read from the Twitter as we push the button. And more, 40 more come up. And then your calls as well. Why in the world would you think that Boehner would support the president's call for action? What does he know that you don't, or vice versa? Nancy Pelosi, is she in on this? Let's see, what did Nancy Pelosi? She is, isn't she? Yeah. Why? Hey. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, good day program. 14 past the hour.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hey there, it's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins this Monday on NBC.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started. Yeah.
Start school tech ready at Office Max.
save on the new HP 11.6-inch TouchSmart laptop on sale for just $329.99. This remarkable price includes LoJack for Laptops anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 7th. Restrictions apply.
Our offer to you is that you may supply us with comments, thoughts, 888-302-3684, and turn you feel better because you've been able to express yourself. Our discussion in large part in this hour will be about Syria. As you can imagine, the administration facing a tougher examination of its plans for military intervention, squaring off against Tea Party Republicans and other skeptical House members a day after John Boehner's endorsement. It's a critical endorsement for the president, for sure. There is support in the Senate, significant support. The president is in Europe. The national security people are participating in all these public and private hearings to advance the cause for limited strikes against Bashar Assad's regime, even though they don't know that he was responsible for the gassing or not. Well, do they know something? That's what Kenny and I were just thinking about off the air. Do they know something we don't? And if that's the case, why don't they tell us? Where's, what's his face from the NSA? Ed, what's his last name? Sanders. What is it? Snowden. Yeah. Where is he? Yeah. I want some more information. Inside information. Let's get a little inside information here. Michael, you put Dan on the air because I can't. Dan is in Anderson, South Carolina, I think. Is that right? Dan, hi.
Yeah, Sanderson, Florida.
Florida, okay.
Listen, I'm not a avid fan of Barack Hussein Obama. I did not vote for him. I would not vote for him.
Okay, we don't care. Sir, let's get to the point here.
The constitutionality of this is he's the president of the United States, and the Senate, the Congress, should stand behind it. And, you know, if somebody comes up to my little brother's house and they get up on my little brother's yard and they threaten my little brother, I'm going to go over to my little brother's porch. I'm going to stand there. I'm going to say, get off my brother's property, or I'm going to come down and I'm going to punch you in the nose. Because, you see, we're all children of God. We're all creation of God. We got to stick up for each other. I have no problem with Obama going over there and...
Well, that's the point. Obama's not going over there. Obama's sending relatives and, well, we don't know if there will be people involved, a few missiles here and there. You're right 100% to suggest that we all are children of God and we all are a participant in this experiment called life on this planet called Earth. And so if someone is being taken advantage of unduly, then maybe it is our job to sort of to try to right a wrong. But is this the right way to right a wrong? And is it up to, are we the only ones who are capable of doing that? I think you made some good points.
The problem I have is giving them a timeline in when they know we're going to come over there. I mean, you know what? Why? In any war history, if you warn them you're coming to expect, they're going to hide the stuff. If you warn them you're coming to fight, they're going to prepare for battle. You know what? Do what you have to do. Talk about it in private. You know they're wrong. You act on it. And you have the Constitution behind you saying take appropriate action. But make sure you're acting.
Well, but the Constitution doesn't say that this is legit. All right, anyway, you made some... That was a good call. Good points. Thank you, sir. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Those of you who follow and love American Idol, after all of the rumors for the last few weeks, American Idol announcing the judges for the upcoming season. As a matter of fact, they started working yesterday, going on the search around the country to find all these people. Keith Urban, Jennifer Lopez, and Harry Connick Jr. are all on board, with Randy Jackson returning as the in-house mentor. Ryan will be the host. No question about that. It seems Connick's kind of excited to join this program. He said, "I've always been a huge fan of American Idol and enjoyed my time as a mentor on the show." So I think that's a good pick, actually, as a mature person who might be interested in watching the show a little bit more. So there's that story. Meanwhile, back in the ranch, we're having our conversation, what seems to be a daily conversation, about what's going on in Syria. You might enjoy checking out a story that we're carrying at DougStefan.com. During the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing yesterday, Senator McCain, so engrossed in the debate over a possible military strike on Syria that he was seen playing poker on his smartphone. So, maybe he's already made up his mind and doesn't have to worry much about the outcome, so he thinks. 888-302-3684. Greta is listening to The Jet in Lake City, Florida. Hi, Greta.
Hi, how are you? Good morning. Well, this morning. The President and the Secretary of State have both stated emphatically, no boots on the ground. The ship, the SS San Antonio, arrived on the shore of Libya last week. It is strictly a troop ship. It's not a carrier to for airplanes or anything like that. It's strictly a troop. How are they going to get these guys get to shore? Doing handstands? This is another trust but verify. I don't trust what they are saying.
All right. Well, I don't either, and I'm glad you called, because I didn't know that that ship was there. You see what you learn from people who are paying attention. I'm paying attention to certain parts of it, more of the political side of it. She's paying attention to the logistical side of it. What side of this are you paying attention to? 888-302-3684. Which side of this, Kenny? Ken Kessler is here with me in this hour. What side are you paying most attention to as you listen around to some of these programs?
Well, despite the human rights thing, which I get that that's a big problem, what's going on over there, I just don't see how this is our business beyond that. I mean, it's tragic, and there are tragic things going on in lots of countries. Why is this America's business? Why are we the police that have to go in and deal with this?
Well, we don't have to. Somebody is making that choice for you and for me, supposedly leadership. I thought it was interesting that Boehner emerged from that meeting at the White House, and he declared that the U.S. has enemies around the world that need to understand that we're not going to tolerate this type of behavior. Okay, so who are the enemies, Mr. Boehner? Who are they? We know Al-Qaeda's not our friend. Did they set this off? No answer. Okay, so are the people that run Al-Assad's government our enemies? Why would they be our enemies? They're, They're just interested in protecting him, staying on the gravy train. So who are the enemies here? There are 1,429 people who are dead. That's something you can prove. All right? After that, what do we know? It took place in Syria. We know that. Yep. We know the day. We know the time. All of those things we know about. But how many times has the president been asked? How many times has Kerry been asked? How many times has McCain been asked? How many times will Boehner be asked? How many people are going to be asked who was responsible? And they come up with, huh? Because they don't know. I don't disagree with a caller that came in 10 minutes ago and said, this is the brotherhood of man. We need to protect people who are like us, human beings breathing the same air on the same planet as we are. But who are we going after? It's 28 past the hour.
You're flying at 38,000 feet, 500 miles from paradise, when the question hits you, how did I get here? Here, feeling your vacation best, in a cabin full of sickness and germs. Is it just luck or smarts? By shielding yourself from this season's strains of flu with a flu shot at Rite Aid to keep you here now that you've actually gotten here. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today. No appointment necessary. Vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition.
reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Issues of the day, as we sort of in this hour of the Good Day program, we have the time to take apart some of the issues, and this is a real headache here. The president clarifying plans for military action ahead of his first meeting with lawmakers, saying his military plan is proportional, limited, doesn't involve boots on the ground, so why is there a ship there with troops off the coast of Libya? This is no Iraq, he said. This is not Afghanistan. Well, we heard that we weren't going into Iraq because we went into Afghanistan. We all know how much value that had. Boehner is on his side. Pelosi is on his side. Members of both parties from key national security committees are now apparently on board, headed to Congress for approval today. They want to weaken Assad's capabilities. They do think there is mounting evidence, but they haven't presented it, Ken, have they? That I know of, anyway. I haven't seen that evidence there. Let's see it. What do you think? All right. So we've been on to this. Let's listen to some of the folks, for example, from our affiliate, WJOL in Joliet. Many of you that are listening to that station know of Scott Slocum, who's quite an intelligent and oftentimes on-the-money host. Here he is talking to Congressman Adam Kinzinger of the district around Joliet, who thinks that we, this is Kinzinger, thinking we definitely need to act against Syria and the president doesn't need to wait for approval.
One side, I mean, Congressman says, let's get out all together. The other side says, you know, we need to stay in there to keep control over it, or they could all, you know, accumulate and acquire nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction. I mean, there is no right or wrong answer in this serious situation, is there?
I think it is essential that we send a message that the use of chemical weapons will not be unpunished. I think it is essential that we even go further and arm the moderate rebels. There are very good moderate secularist rebels that are fighting the Assad regime. The problem is, of course, there are al-Qaeda rebels as well, and there's no command and control that the West has been able to implement or has tried to implement that would favor the moderates over the extremists, and therefore, of course, the extremists who do the most violent things are able to sometimes take control of situations because the moderates don't have the backing of the West.
Congressman, as far as what the president did this weekend by putting off the strike, asking Congress to come sort it out, was that a political move? What did he do when he did that?
Look, I think that was a political move. I think it made him look weak. I believe that the president does not need to come to Congress under the War Powers Act. The War Powers Act gives him 60 days to do something without Congress, and it was not meant to prevent the president from doing any military action anywhere. It was intended to prevent the president from drawing us into another Vietnam like, you know, happened obviously during Vietnam, which is what this came from. So I think the president would have been far better off, and I'm sure he wishes he would have now, by striking Syria and then the next day coming out and saying, this is what I did and this is why. Just like what Ronald Reagan did in 1986 when we basically get a news flash and he goes on television and said, I just bombed Muammar Gaddafi, and here's why I did it. The same thing when he invaded Grenada, when we invaded Panama, during the strikes in Bosnia. I mean, this is not unprecedented for a president to strike a country to send a message or to achieve a limited objective without coming to Congress.
You said you will vote in favor of an airstrike on Syria. You hear a lot of people talk about, look, we've fought enough wars over the years, we need to take a step back. But you're saying taking a step back, especially here at this point in the Middle East, is a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, I'm saying this. I know we're all tired of war. I fought in both wars, so I'm as tired of them as anybody. But at a time when we literally are helping to be part of shaping a world that's going to look somehow what it's going to look like in 50 or 100 years, I don't want to look back in 50 years and say that we stepped away at the most crucial time in American and world history simply because we were too fatigued. I don't think we have the ability to be fatigued, because to whom much is given, much is required. So, yeah, I'll be voting to give him authorization. You think of how Cameron looks right now when his parliament rejected his requirement. It makes him look weak. The president put out a red line, which I agree with, frankly. And when the president puts out a red line, America's credibility is at risk, not just the president. The president represents the United States of America when he leaves this country, whether you like the president or whether you don't.
888-302-3684. So that's Scott Slocum from WJOL talking to Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who is a Republican, by the way. President Obama's proposal dividing not just the Republicans, but the Democrats, as they try to deal with the weariness of Iraq and Afghanistan and the rise of the libertarian movement, the so-called Tea Party in the GOP. The dilemma is most acute for Senate Republican leaders who are worried about Tea Party-backed challengers to their re-election, and that probably is best exemplified by Mitch McConnell, who didn't take a clear stand on the matter at all. He's letting the rank and file debate whether to approve the proposal and then maybe see where he goes. But he has some tough challengers. Fellow senator in his state, Rand Paul, is probably the hero of the Tea Party, which I think Kenny, in all anybody who's looking at the Tea Party has to look at Rand Paul as being the leader. He's a non-interventionalist. Attacking Syria, he says, is not in our interest. He and his fellow libertarian-leaning father are really pretty important to people around the country. Everybody looks to them. They want to hear what they have to say. And you'll remember that McConnell put up somebody to run against Rand Paul as a Republican, and he lost badly. And so maybe the McConnell story is an important sidebar story to all of this. 20 minutes before the hour, 888-302-3684. Let's take Michael a caller or two in here and mix it in with some of the information that we're getting from some of these talk hosts. Here's Jim, who's in New York State, thinks we ought to have done what's been proposed now a long time ago.
I just was wondering why President Obama and all the other presidents from around the world wouldn't agree that they need to attack this guy months ago, or maybe even 2 years ago, I think, is when they first started to realize that he was a bad guy, a bad player, to avoid this whole killing of 1,400 civilians, including children and women. So it just brings back memories from the Nazi regime, when we didn't listen to what was going on over there in Germany. And it's unfortunate that we don't react quick enough. It was unfortunate back then. It's unfortunate now. There's no conspiracy theories going on here. This is reality. And he should be taken out. And he should be taken out swiftly. And we don't need Congress, the Senate, we don't need any of that stuff to tell us that this is just the right thing to do.
Right, so we don't have to dust around with that silly little thing called the Constitution. Why don't we just send the same people that got rid of Osama bin Laden over and bump off al-Assad? We could have done that with because Saddam Hussein saved us a lot of money. That's not in the best interest of the military-industrial complex, though, is it? Meanwhile, President Putin warning the West against taking one-sided action in Syria. By the way, any of you who are believers in astrology, you might want to look up what this month is all about. There are some very interesting aspects in the astrological charts that make the next month or two very uncomfortable times. It's a very disruptive time in astrological terms. And by the way, the worst astrological component, astrologers who looked at September 11th, that was the worst astrological component in the history of our country, that day. So if there are days that look like that, that doesn't mean that they're going to necessarily be focused just on what happens here. This thing could ignite all kinds of, there's all kinds of worms in this can. And one of the worms is Putin. He's not one to stand back. He's a tough little guy, an egotist. So, you know, whatever his thing in here, he doesn't give a damn about Syria. He just wants to be in power. He wants to challenge the United States. So, has he done it? He says he feels sorry that President Obama canceled his one-on-one meeting with him in Moscow that was supposed to have happened before the summit. He says he hopes the two of them will discuss serious issues, have a conversation about Syria, why they are in St. Petersburg. The president hasn't been elected by the people in order to be pleasant to Russia, and your humble servant hasn't been elected by the people of Russia to be pleasant to someone either, he said, in talking about the relationship. We are human. Sometimes one of us gets vexed, but I'd like to repeat once again that global mutual interests form a good basis for finding a joint solution to our problems. That's kind of an interesting statement, isn't it, huh? 888. So he's now the good... Putin's... Now the good guy. Hooray for Putin. I'd like to have him running America. That's an interesting idea. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. 16 before the hour here on Good Day.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The focus on Syria, the president won the backing of key figures in Congress, Republicans, Democrats, so we've asked this several times. And what are people saying about that? What are we, those who, if you can find people, I know we're getting about 40 new tweets a minute here on Syria, Kenny, but is there somebody that has addressed or is looking at what they may know that we do not know?
I don't know. I just got an email to Ken at DougStephan.com from Aaron, who says, why would Assad use chemical weapons when the UN inspectors were in the country? It sounds too suspicious to me. I didn't think the UN inspectors were there.
They weren't. No, the UN inspector didn't go until after that. 888-302-3684. Here's Talk Host Gene Valicenti with Congressman David Chilicone. You can tell this is a Rhode Island radio program. Anyway, they talk about why Cilicenti, that's his name, I think it's Cilicine, Cilinine, I don't know how to pronounce his name, C-I-C-I-L-L-I-N-E, about why he does not support a U.S. airstrike on Syria.
From what I'm reading, your earlier remarks, you are not inclined to support an airstrike against Syria right now.
Gene, I think, you know, there are a lot of questions that remain to be answered. You know, I went to Washington for a classified briefing. I participated yesterday on a call with Secretary Hagel and Secretary Kerry and the President's National Security Team. But I think, you know, the use of chemical weapons was horrific. There's no question it violates international law. There's no question in my mind that this Assad regime is responsible. The remaining question is what action the United States should take that will advance the national security interests of the United States, and have we carefully considered all of the implications of military action? Will there be a broad coalition? But there are a lot of questions I have. There will be an opportunity to ask more questions over the next several days. But I think this is a very heavy lift to authorize military action. You know, we have just completed two wars. We have huge challenges here at home, dealing with our own budget, our own infrastructure, our own agricultural bill, our own immigration reform, many, many issues, urgent issues facing our country, getting people back to work, most importantly. And I think, you know, before we engage in another military conflict, I'm going to have to be convinced that it is in the national security interest of the United States to do it.
All right. Now, that's the key, the national security interests of the United States to do it. The president says it is, because if we don't show Assad, we mean business. These other tin pot dictators and our other enemies, they'll feel free to do whatever they want. So I need you with me on this, he says.
Well, I think we have to think about our standing in the world. There's no question about it. But I think we also have to recognize that our credibility to the rest of the world is put in jeopardy if we rush into a war without a broad international coalition, without clear objectives and a complete understanding of all of the potential short and long-term consequences of taking military action. So I think it's something we have to do. We have to proceed cautiously. We have to be very thoughtful about it. We have to consider all of the implications, what's the likely response to be, and what are the implications in the region. And I think this is a very difficult question, but we have to proceed with caution and study all of the options very carefully and understand the implications of military action.
Yep. There is a myriad. There is more than we can come up with. So this is very important. We'll continue with more of your calls and input here on Syria.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After the hour, as we continue with this focus on Syria, not often in this hour, Kenny, that we spend the whole hour on one item, but this is something that I had hoped would go away. Somebody's not listening to me. Go away! Anyway, here's another program that Kenny monitored, hosted by Steve Gruber. Here he talks to foreign policy expert Dr. Raymond Tanter about the decision to hold off until the president got the approval from Congress.
What kind of a message does this send to all of our other enemies, Iran, North Korea, the Russians, whomever else? What kind of a message does this send? To me, it demonstrates indecisiveness and weakness and a failure of leadership.
Well, you could be the leader of Syria and the leader of Iran because they're feeling the same way, Steve. But that said, if nothing had been done about consulting with Congress, that would have been even worse because it would look like the president was winging it on his own.
So well,
I think that the president is making the best of a bad situation, and we can't look back and criticize. Life moves right on, so come along with it.
Some would argue he created this situation by making the red line in the sand comment and then backing away. So is it worse to go in without Congress, or is it worse to run the risk of having Congress say, no, we're joining the British, we're not interested in doing anything in Syria?
It's inconceivable to me that Congress will let the president down on this. Even though it's correct, the president boxed himself in by drawing a red line when he shouldn't have. That wasn't staffed out by the bureaucracy. When I was in the Reagan White House on the National Security Council staff, we would have cleared that kind of a comment through the entire interagency community before the president went out on television to say something like that. But again, that said, what are you going to do? The red line was drawn. The credibility of the United States is involved, not the president of a man, Barack Obama. He's the president. He's your president, too. It doesn't matter whether you support him or not. He's your president.
He's the president. Remember that old jingle? He's the president, the resident. He's my Bush. Remember that?
Wow.
That was a few years ago, obviously.
Yes.
888-302-3684. Bruce in Texas doesn't think the president ought to have congressional. He doesn't have to get approval. Well, you're wrong about that, Bruce, but let's listen to your argument.
The idea of using chemical weapons is unprecedented. It cannot be allowed. My father fought in the Great War. My brother fought in Vietnam. It's disheartening to know that we are a country of laws, and he is the commander-in-chief. And it's like asking somebody for permission. Well, the president doesn't need permission, but I understand where he's trying to go. Instead of being caught up in a war for, I don't know, a decade, like in Afghanistan and so forth, that the use against people with biological weapons or chemical weapons, it cannot be allowed.
888-302-3684. Here's Marianne in Florida. Focus on chemical weapons on her mind.
The president is calling attention to the fact that agreements as important as the ban on using this kind of weapon, it exists. And if we ignore it and the world ignores it, what is the point of the effort to do things on a worldwide basis to improve what we're supposed to be as human beings? I applaud the president for the first time. I just really have seen his world vision. He's appealing beyond politics, in my view. This is not a trick. And I'm sincerely hoping that the congressional members will understand his thinking and the importance of his position. And I generally am quite reluctant to praise the president, but on this point, he is exactly right.
888-302-3684 in the Good Day program. Henry, you're welcome.
It seems clear, both within the Constitution, with the President being the Commander-in-Chief of the Army and the Navy, as well as under the 73 War Powers Act, that he has the authority to act now and then come back to the Congress later. And so I think the complication here is that his commitment to international laws, international norms, have, you know, taken him into an area where he is not finding international support, and is now to return to try and find political support here at home within the Congress. I think that's put him in a bad position personally, but I also think it's weakened the presidency by his actions over the weekend.
All right, so we've had a lot of discussion here. It's interesting, Secretary Kerry briefly opened the door yesterday to authorizing troops on the ground, but then slammed it shut when fingers and toes were stuck up in the air at that suggestion. So there's things.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.